This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Second half of the hour, another hour of the DJV program is upon you, Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. So there is a threat, apparently, ladies, from a senator-elect in Alabama to challenge the Electoral College vote. So how does he have any standing if he doesn't get sworn? When do senators get sworn on the 1st of January, though? Don't they?
Yeah,
not the 20th?
He'll be a senator, yeah.
Okay, so what's the impact, if any, of him and the noise that he's making?
Well, it's not just him. It's Mo Brooks. It's Matt Gaetz. It's a number of people from states who are questioning the methodology of how votes were tallied in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Georgia and in Arizona and Nevada. So it's actually, whether it goes anywhere, whether or not they're able to convince and make a compelling argument with their colleagues or enough of them, what happens on January 6th is that the Electoral College transmits their votes to Congress, and then Congress has to tally and approve those votes. And if there's enough dissension, then it does matter. Now, is there enough? We'll see. Probably not. But they're at least going to make one last stand, I think, to fight against some of the stuff that we've talked about over the last month and a half.
Mm-hmm. So let's say they don't get where they're wanting to go and Biden becomes the president. How does he rebuild trust in the various entities that some people, not all Americans, but some Americans think has gone south? I suppose the Department of Justice is a good place to start, but, you know, there are any number of the Environmental Protection Agency. I frankly think that Trump didn't go far enough, and he didn't go in the right direction. One of the things I was enthused about when he became the president was that he said he was going to drain the swamp, and one of the things in the swamp that was most egregious for farmers, of which I am a significant part, at least in the area that I live, the EPA rules, regulations, asinine, aimed at the small farmer, let the big farmers, the big conglomerates, the big food and aggie businesses off scot-free, but yeah, they went after, I've told the story on the air any number of times, how an EPA kid, 24 years old, just out of some college, comes into the farmyard and sees a puddle. Well, we're going to regulate that because it's a waterway. You know, you want to slap those people around because they're so stupid. And the impact of what they do, you know, you can laugh about it, but then they come down on you because they have all the weight of the federal government. And they can sue you. They can shut you down. They can do any number of things. So there is that. So I'm wondering out loud here at this point how Biden, who has he's got an immense task, at least with his crowd, to change things to a point of not being overly regulative. It'd be because the Democrats love to regulate. And there's a lot of circumstances where they don't need to regulate. And
I think you're asking two different questions because they're not the same answer. The first is, Biden unite the Democrat Party? That's number one, because already he's taking some heat from progressives saying that Bernie, I think this weekend, was saying that his picks have not been progressive enough to surround him.
You know what? So, Take a flyer on that.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm just telling you.
A significant part of the party. If it was on the Republican Party and there was, you know, a faction of the Republican Party that didn't think that the picks were serving their needs, I don't think we would dismiss it. We would acknowledge that not everybody in the party is going to be happy with all the picks, and especially in the Democratic Party right now. There is a really big swing within the one party. I think the Republican Party is a little more united, but in the Democratic Party, there's a big gap in the middle.
I think there always has been more in the Democratic Party than the Republican Party,
but they always united. Here's the difference. Democrats, Republicans would always, in the factions of the Republican Party, they always stand up for what is right and what is good, and you know all of that. That's how you lose. And so Democrats have always been able, when the rubber meets the road, to stand together and they unite for the important stuff. And that's something Republicans, I think, are learning from Democrats in all of this. But now I think the split in the Democrat Party is actually real. And I wouldn't be surprised if at some point it splinters off into a third party scenario or something like that. Yeah. Because, and truly, the classic Democrats, classic liberals are actually aging out. So the youthful part of the movement is already siding with the progressives. That's why you see, I mean, it's not a happy time between Nancy Pelosi and the AOCs of the world in Congress. There's a lot of drama back and forth between them. So that's number one. The second question that you're asking is how does he get Republicans to unify and independents who don't support him to unify behind him? And I think he had a really big opportunity that he missed. And, you know, I feel like it's only lip service unless you're really serious about uniting, because that was one of his messages. And actually now you'll see he stopped using that message, because even in the first couple of weeks of people thinking Biden's going to be sworn in, that he is not that he hasn't been able to achieve people's willingness to unite behind him. And so because of that, they've stopped using that word, which is sort of interesting in his messaging. But he had a moment, and the moment was after the Electoral College voted last week. He had a moment when he gave his speech to address the concerns of people, of the 70-plus million people who voted for Trump and who think that there's some voter fraud that went on and irregularities. He could have said, we don't think it was enough to swing the outcome of the election, but we do know that fraud and irregularities exist, and my administration is going to make sure that our next election is the safest and most secure election. That, to me, would have been something that would have at least acknowledged the problem, and at least he could have given some lip service to the fact that he was going to deal with it. The people that bother me are the ones who say there's no voter fraud and no voter irregularities, because I've seen it myself, and I know that there is in every single election.
That's
what you're arguing about is whether or not there's enough to sway the election results in certain races. That's what people are arguing about. But to just say that it doesn't exist is not... it's not honest.
But you know
and
what?
So
if,
I think if,
another...
you know, if he had dealt with it that way, I think there would have been at least a little bit more confidence behind him. But now we're just sweeping it under the rug because our team won, so we're going to move on. And that's...
all right. So then there's another example of that sort of thing being misrepresented, misreported, whatever it is. Or you just, as you said, sweep it under the rug, depending on what you read, what you hear, what you sense. Back to the number of cases and how all of this stuff. I had a real ear-opener, eye-opener experience this weekend. I'm going to post a picture, by the way, of Jack and Mary and I on the porch of their home up on the mountains overlooking Salt Lake City. What a fabulous view, great place. And but with Jack, I'm always stimulated because he has such a great mind. And for those of you who don't know, he appears on this program every week and also on the Good Day Health Show, which you can find podcast-wise at gooddayhealthshow.com or on many of these same stations. At any rate, Jack and I were talking about the numbers and how they have come to be and how distorted they are. And, you know, you look at the numbers from Europe, for example, this past weekend. Some of the reporting from there is talking about how the new coronavirus cases have gone up by the millions over the past week or two around the world and yada, yada. Well, you know, that sounds horrific when you get right down to it, but there are so many other pieces to it. And I've been saying this kind of casually through this whole thing, the ups and downs of what it's done to the economy, and one wonders why it is that people are so anxious to report these numbers. What comes out of those numbers other than fear? Are you changing the behavior of people in your family, people your friends? Do you change your behavior based on some of the fear information? Maybe some of you do. I like to base my decisions on what somebody tells me that's intelligent, that seems to make sense, not scaring the pants off of me. And I think that's the difference between how we're getting our information and how we're dealing with it. And I think most people, Jennifer has been telling me because of my own situation I have to deal with the remnants of the TIA that I had 3 or 4 months ago, you know, and I'm worked up a little bit about some of the advice that I'm getting from some people. Well, the same thing is happening here. I more put that when you said that to me, Jennifer, a light went off in my head about what people are hearing from all these various sources, from their friends, neighbors, anybody who's had
people
anyone.
People love to panic.
Kind of,
people
oh my
love
God.
To panic everybody.
It's really amazing.
It gives us a thrill. I mean, what's the first thing that like our family tells us? They want to give us the bad news first. Right?
Yeah, right.
Same thing.
Yeah. So it's a real controlling numbers and influence. So it's something to think about. In Europe, there have been some countries over the past few days, over the weekend, as a matter of fact, where the case numbers have gone up. And countries have responded with new restrictions. Look what's going on in England. They even think they've got a new strain over there. But there's also, because of the lockdown in England, there's a huge exodus of people leaving England to go someplace else for the holidays. Wild scenes this weekend. Did you see some of that, the exodus?
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, when you get right down to it, Boris Johnson said there was a new lockdown necessary because there are a lot of things going on, including a new strain. So then immediately after that, thousands and thousands and thousands took to the roads, and they clogged up the train stations. You know, all public transportation were crammed. People use trains a lot more in Europe than they do here. So that was what clogged down first. And then, you know, everybody running out last minute. I'll tell you, I was really surprised, frankly, on my weekend trip out to Salt Lake, how busy the planes were and how busy the airports were. When I walked into that new horror show in Salt Lake City, that damned airport that they just built there, I was amazed at the number of people that were getting off planes, getting onto planes, that sort of thing. It was moderately busy in Dallas, not like it usually is. I went through Dallas to get there. I mean, it's simple. It's a direct flight from Boston to Salt Lake City, but it was almost $1,000. And to go on American through Dallas, it was $371, and I got an upgrade. So I took a couple of more hours and did it that way. But the one thing about Delta, which I kind of, is it worth $1,000? I guess it depends on how you relate to it. They still are leaving the middle seats open. So if you go into the back and in the front, they have every other row kind of, they mix and match. So there's a certain an acknowledgement of the part of the airline that there is a problem versus an American. They don't give a damn. Just cram them in. Put them in. Take the money. Let's go. Back to England for a minute. It just is really, and he waited until the last minute. This guy is kind of a, he's got to be bonkers.
He literally does not react until something is just like right up in his nostrils.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean, why wait till the weekend before? What does it do? I mean,
exactly.
He's not like ruining the economy and getting people all worked up. You know, how is it different here than what was going on before when you screwed it up last time, pal?
Mm-hmm.
Food for thought, I guess. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not get them a gift to show your appreciation? Shop Lowe's for a DeWalt PowerDetect 2-Tool Combo Kit for $349. Mechanics Wear DuraHide Impact Gloves at only $29.98. Or how about a Metabo HPT The Tank Compressor for $199. Shop Lowe's in-store or at lowesforpros.com. And while you're at it, pick up a little something for yourself, too. Lowe's, the new home for pros. While supplies last, U.S. only.
One of the most searched things, ladies, is how to prevent colds and flus. Did you know that? On the, you look around on some of the websites, how to prevent the cold and flu. Not the virus, it's just at this time of year. I mean, we talk about Navage and stuff, but this is just a general search that I thought was interesting. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can I join this group, Victoria, or not?
No,
all
sure.
All is bright.
I'm sure the Lumineers would love to welcome
someone
you.
These
are they, excuse me? What did you say?
I asked if somebody was wrangling dogs.
Why do you think that's funny?
Cat lovers. Like, you know, normally we'd say herding cats, but yeah.
Yeah.
So cat lovers.
Well, it just sounds like you're howling at the moon, like you're getting wild.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it again. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Excuse me. Anyway, these are as was...
It's clearly their problem. They're in the wrong key.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Right.
Sleep in heavenly peace. The Lumineers with Doug Steffen releasing a cover of the Christmas classic Silent Night. They're trying to raise money for the National Independent Venue Association's Emergency Relief Fund, which seems kind of a neat thing to do. Sweet and simple cover, as you're hearing, arriving with a poignant musical video that details how independent venues have struggled through the last year and how many still need federal help to keep from closing for good. Let's see if that comes as part of the package that they're voting on. This clip opens with photos of empty venues around the country, closes with far more euphoric and hopeful footage of the Lumineers playing to packed crowds. Venues have gone silent all over the country and the world because of the pandemic, as said the Lumineers in their statement. Hope is on the horizon. We believe we'll be playing again next year, but independent venues need our help to survive that long. Don't let the venues remain silent. Save our stages. All streaming proceeds from the cover here of Silent Night, without Doug Steffen, will go to the Emergency Relief Fund for NEVA, which is raising money for grants to help struggling venues stay afloat. The COVID relief package is there. I think, what, they have another day or so of negotiating before they get this done? They've pretty much come to agreement on most of the terms, though, I think. So let's hope that they get their money. And in the meantime, help them out if you can. The Lumineers, here at 25 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, you, and Haim. Part of their ongoing Hanukkah celebration on social media, the band Haim for Hanukkah, has released a hilarious parody of the 1981 song Christmas Wrapping. Is that what this is? Let's listen to it for a second. I like this.
You remember the original Christmas Wrapping from the 80s?
Vaguely.
This was in a movie. Which movie was this in?
I don't remember. I hear it all the time on Sirius XM on First Wave.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is kind of a funny... I watched this video. They did a clever job with changing the lyrics to make it very modern.
All I want for Christmas is a vaccine. The cover arrives with kind of a low-budget iPhone music video featuring the sisters that are known as Chaim. They bemoan the current state of their quarantine. They're singing "My Menorah's Lost," "I'm Breaking Out," "Depressed from Having Zero Sex," Dad interjects, "Latke's a mess," "The Cuisinart stopped working," etc., etc. Sounds like a typical Jewish Christmas, never mind Hanukkah. The Christmas Wrapping cover is the latest Chaim Hanukkah post following a bass tutorial from Este Chaim, a drum set giveaway, a demo of their song Los Angeles, and a celebratory birthday post for the youngest sister, Alana. Chaim released their latest album, Women in Music Part 3, this year. Estelle and Daniel Chaim were also featured on the song No Body, No Crime. That was on Taylor Swift's latest album, Evermore. And the band also performed at the virtual Cat Song Festival in honor of Cat Stevens and the 50th anniversary of his albums Tea for the Chillerman and Mona Bone Jacon. So there you go. The Jews and the Muslims playing well together again. All right, there it is.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After months of negotiations, congressional leaders have reached a deal on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package that will include a second round of $600 direct payments for most Americans. The 11th hour deal comes just days before many of the existing coronavirus relief measures are set to expire on January 1st. Both chambers are expected to vote on the measure today. Arizona's Republican chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward, refuses to back down from the war on election fraud. On Saturday, Ward took to Twitter to slam the supervisors in Maricopa County who refused to be transparent, handing over voting material from the 2020 election.
This election is far from over. Anyone who is telling you differently, whether it's in the media, whether it's the Democrat talking heads, or whether it's the Republican establishment, is just avoiding the facts.
Ward claims the county officials are choosing to protect Dominion voting systems. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
A restaurant in Toledo, Ohio gets a big tip that will help dozens of its employees. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott tells us more.
On a purchase of 1 cent, a customer left a tip for $5,600 at South Mediterranean Kitchen and Bar in Toledo, Ohio. The restaurant opened last October, just months before COVID restrictions have severely affected their bottom line. Employees who have been struggling to get by and get as many hours as they can with restaurant sales down more than 46% nationwide during the pandemic, the tip couldn't come at a better time. Chef Musa Salau tells WTOL 11.
A couple of them, you know, cried with tears saying that now they can, you know, help get the kids some toys.
It was split 28 ways with each employee getting $200. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
According to the Ohio Restaurant Association, restaurants in Ohio employs more than 585,000 people. The Ursid Meteor Shower marks the final shooting star display of the year. Stargazers can expect to see up to 10 shooting stars per hour as Earth moves through the debris field in the solar system left behind by Comet 8P Tuttle. Earth is moving further into the debris field this morning, and the peak of the Ursid meteors will arrive tonight, December 21st, and continue into early hours of December 22nd. Monday Night Football will see the Pittsburgh Steelers play the struggling Cincinnati Bengals, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Howdy doody, it's 34 at the hour, another half hour of conversation here. First full week of Christmas. Wait a minute, let's try this again. First full week of winter. Well, maybe it is the first full week of Christmas. Maybe you celebrate for a couple of weeks. That's a good thing. More people on vacation this week and next than any other time of the year except for the 4th of July. So a lot of people are traveling, getting onto planes. I made sure when I was talking, as I was getting on the plane at 737, the American that I took from Boston to Dallas, so I said, is this a MAX? And the flight attendant said, nope. But it is, they've taken a bunch of older 737s and rehab them so they can put the smaller toilets in them like they have the MAXs and jam in six more seats on either side and make it much more uncomfortable for people. And they're, you know, they're jamming and cramming them. I thought it was interesting that the Senate has released a report, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. The Commerce Committee said Boeing coached pilots in the FAA to ensure that the 737 MAX was safe to fly. So we're back to questioning whether this thing should be certified or not. No, the flight attendants for Americans said, I wouldn't be worried about flying on an American 737 because our pilots know how to deal with it. And it was, in fact, the pilots of American who came up with the fix for it, at least the practical fix for it. That is how to actually fly the plane when it does what it does. that the other pilots on those two, you know, the two planes that went down, that's almost 2 years ago. You know that, ladies?
It's wild.
Almost 2 years ago, those two 737s that went down. And they were being piloted by people who didn't know how to fly them. The leasing companies bought so many of these planes that they were making it easier for most of the airlines that only buy secondhand planes to buy new ones. And now these the airlines say, okay, I think we'll go back to buying secondhand planes. At any rate, it's been a long time since the 737 MAX has been grounded. The investigation into it showed what the engines and the software and the stuff all didn't fit together. The American pilots went to their bosses, and their bosses went to Boeing to say, you know, this is what you really need to be doing. And as usual, Boeing didn't pay. Well, I shouldn't say as usual. The current leadership or the leadership at that time said nope. In fact, they retaliated against whistleblowers at Boeing and the FAA, apparently because they're so cozy with Boeing, were retaliating against whistleblowers in the FAA and the Department of Transportation because they were misdocumenting or not even documenting some of the things the FAA says, oh, no, that's not true. There were a number of unsubstantiated allegations in the report. Bourgeois. So both the flight attendants on the plane that I was talking to said nobody wants to fly on the MAXes. They still don't. And they haven't put them back into service. They said they were going to, but they haven't yet. So, meanwhile, I don't know if you saw this or not, United over the weekend had a, it was kind of a sobering thing about somebody dying who had COVID.
Oh, this was awful.
I know. And
the guy, he had symptoms.
Yes.
And it didn't tell any, didn't tell the airline. He,
so like, stupid.
With his wife. Yeah.
What a selfish.
So he, they
never
were
mind
waiting.
Stupid.
I guess
selfish.
he was waiting to take a test when they landed.
Yeah.
And then he had a heart attack, and that was it. It just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And think about all the exposure. He exposed the whole plane. And the EMT who tried to revive him now has COVID. It's just, it's so selfish.
Yeah, it is. It's just absolutely selfish. How have we managed to create so many selfish people in America these days? How has that happened? Literally, just the amount of people
it's the me mentality. You do you, I'll do me. I mean, it's, and unfortunately, I have to say, it happens more and more. This is the message of younger people, and
yes,
I'm not trying to
poo all over them.
But it's like, instead of thinking of like group or the collective, it becomes very internal. Now, I know that they have a global awareness because, you know, they're connected and globally they have this awareness. But when it comes to their needs being met, it's about my needs being met right now.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of older people that we're dealing with now who are doing the same exact mentality, and it's just, it's, I don't know, I don't understand how anyone
can
be selfish.
On your, part of it depends on your education level, I've found, frankly, in the circle that I am.
And your politics.
In.
Politics is playing into it, too.
Yeah.
It's just, it's horrible.
So now, there's this whole advisory panel talking about who gets the vaccine. We touched on this earlier, but we didn't really come down with who. We didn't boil it down. And now it's people who are 75 or older. Do they get it? Or do grocery stores workers get it? Do restaurant workers get it first? And I don't know that there's been a resolve. Is there a resolve to this yet? Who's going to really? I mean, I thought that the guidelines are there. Governors in each state are doing, you know, whatever they can to sort of smooth this all down or smooth it out. It's very frustrating. And then the lag period, one wonders why many states haven't gotten the number of vaccines that they were promised, whether there are mistakes being, you know, it's government, frankly. And that becomes almost an acceptable excuse. Oh, you know how the government is. You know, with me, that's not acceptable. We're paying the price, whether it's dollars and cents or in lives or whatever it is, for these people to find their butts in the snowstorm. And they apparently are not having a very good time doing it, or easy time doing it. What happened to Operation Warp Speed? Is the Fed, is that what the problem is? Are the local, the state governments? Where is the problem? All I see is all these complaints about, oh, we haven't gotten the vaccine yet, and there's only this many who have showed up, and a lot. Ken called me on Friday to tell me about his experience getting the shot, Ken Kronhaus. It was pretty simple. It is pretty simple. Nothing to really be worried about, unless you're worried about what's going into your body. That's a whole different story, I think.
The allergy thing is interesting. Over the week, when I was on vacation, my mom's allergic to penicillin, so I think one of the first things that started to come out about the allergic reactions with the Pfizer one is if you have an allergy to penicillin, you might not want to take the Pfizer vaccine. So
right.
I think there's still a lot that's unknown.
That's me.
Are you allergic to penicillin too?
I sure am.
Yeah. So I don't know. Does that also apply to the Moderna one? I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I haven't heard about that.
No.
All I know is that, the thing with the allergic reactions is really bothering me. And apparently now they're giving you, after they give you the vaccine, you're supposed to sit for an hour and they have like an EpiPen nearby just
yes.
in case to make sure.
Yeah.
And I think, that would make me feel a little bit better. I mean, my allergies just seem to get worse as I get older. And so, I have it sounds so weird. I have like a rash on my ears this past weekend. That's supposed to be allergies. I think people are getting more and more stuff. I don't know. We're becoming more and more sensitive. So it makes me nervous now. I'm like, should I even go down that route? I've heard that people who've had it don't need it. They might just need a booster. A lot of unanswered questions, I think, or questions that multiple doctors have multiple answers to, which I think is a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly we should not be contemplating giving youngsters the vaccine. There's a question about pregnant women as to whether or not they should get. What do you hear in your circle, ladies, about whether women?
I've heard both.
Women,
that's more of the problem. Is that really? There's just multiple answers about everything. Some people say no, hold off for pregnant women. Other people say it's totally fine. It doesn't seem like there's one answer for everybody. Maybe that's true. Maybe there's not one answer for everybody, and you've got to talk to your doctor about risk and reward. But I don't know. It's a little
confusing. My cousin is pregnant right now, and so she's not due to give birth until May, or maybe April. And so she's kind of thinking, she's wondering the same thing about getting the vaccine. And her doctor had said, and again, this is Jen's totally right. Every doctor is reading different things, and they have different sources of information. Her obstetrician or gynecologist or whatever she uses had told her that pregnant women are probably better off than other people because we've known from the beginning that this virus, for whatever reason, seems to attack men more than women. And the reason her doctor said was because women have two X chromosomes, men only have one.
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
X chromosome is where your immunity is built in. It's why women have double X's, and that's why women carry babies, because you need that immunity to make sure that the baby is healthy. And so pregnant women already have their natural immune system is like on steroids, basically. It's on natural steroids. So that pregnant women might be better off not getting the vaccine because they have a good immunity already.
Let me inject one piece of, and this is what I'm considering now. I at first said I wanted nothing to do with the Pfizer vaccine, but then I thought I'd take Moderna. Now I'm thinking, is it Eli Lilly? Who's the third one in a row? It's Lilly, I think.
AstraZeneca, is it?
AstraZeneca, maybe one of the two anyway. But the third one is about your immune system, not about putting the mRNA into your system.
Right.
And so I'm thinking I'm going to get that one because I already have a well-triggered immune system anyway. And this is just, and that's really what fights the disease, is having a strong immune system. You have a weak immune system brought about by having other compromises, that is other health issues, which 99.4% of the people who have died of COVID have died really of other things that were connected to COVID because COVID hurried them up, but they were on their way out anyway. It's like slipping on a banana peel. But in light of the most recent information about the vaccine, I can't remember whether it's Lilly or whether it's one of the others, but there is the third one coming along is all about enhancing your immune system, which I think is the more practical way to go. And you're not introducing something into your body that might, be a problem. If you have an allergy to nuts and eggs, heavy metals, any of that stuff, you want to stay as far away from these vaccines as you can. You cannot take these things if you have any kind of allergic reaction. And you look at the ingredients, what they've made this stuff out of. And that's really, anybody who's got anaphylaxis to eggs and that sort of thing. But there are other things that we have any kind of, we've got seemingly a flood of allergies in our country these days. And if you have an allergy to anything, stay away from these vaccines. That's it, pretty much the bottom line. 45 after the hour, more coming up on the men who were allegedly trying to kill, or not kill, maybe kidnap the governor of Michigan anyway. I don't think they want to kill her, but they did want
to
kill her.
They just wanted to take her and have some fun with her.
Let's have some fun, right, exactly. After
no
this.
No good excuse.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from E-bonds Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to E-bonds Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, let's get to this story, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug on the DJV program. A federal grand jury charging six with conspiring to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. The plot was by a bunch of anti-government extremists, and now what's their excuse? What do they say?
I think their lawyer said that they were just all talk, and that's their whole defense, is that they weren't really going
to
do anything.
They could go to life in prison, though, for this.
You should. A kidnapping attempt, I don't care what your motivation, not a good
right.
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, these paramilitary groups.
I've never talked about kidnapping anyone with my friends, except for maybe George Clooney, and that, of course, you know, we're just kidding about.
You talked to George Clooney about kidnapping somebody?
No, my friends and I have talked. Right. But, it was a joke. Yeah.
I get that, Jennifer. Thank you. This is a group that met in Dublin, Ohio. I don't know how many of you know what Dublin, Ohio, it's the most upscale community suburb of Columbus. Very high net worth individuals live there. So that makes me wonder who was behind this. Sounds like some of these guys may have been dummies and gotten duped into it by somebody who paid them off to go try to stir the pot. Do you think that's possible? I think it's possible.
Anything is possible.
Under the circumstances. All right, here we are at 10 before the hour on today's DJV program. Happy winter, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Time for our weekly visit at 53 after this hour with Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who is the major domo behind the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program and all of the ancillary things that go with it. If you're stuck at home and you can't go anywhere, you could spend a day on their website, moneypit.com/, well, you could do the podcast, you could do their newsletter. You can look at pictures of Tom's Christmas past. You know, all that stuff is there at moneypit.com. So, anyway, that's only if you're stuck at home. There are four products that have been featured on your website. So what are they that will help people? This is a time of year when there are a lot of lights plugged in, a lot of people are not thinking about safety and that sort of thing. So what sort of good tips do you have? Let's go through those.
One thing, Doug, is that, you know, we're doing more cleaning now than ever before, right? But it turns out that we're probably doing it wrong because the CDC and manufacturers like Simple Green are telling us now that we need to clean before we disinfect. It's kind of a two-step process because it turns out that bacteria and germs can hide underneath the dirt. So if you don't clean first with stuff like Simple Green all-purpose cleaner, then disinfect, you can kind of be leaving the germs behind. And the other thing that people are doing wrong is when they disinfect, they don't let the disinfectant work long enough. All disinfectants have what's called a dwell time, and you usually want to leave it on the surface for about 10 minutes. That's what it takes to kill everything that's below it. You know when you go to a restaurant and you're waiting for a table? In the old days, right?
Yeah.
And they go, we're just getting it ready. And the waiter goes over and goes, spritz, spritz, spritz. Wipe, wipe, wipe. Okay, it's good to go. It's actually not, because that, if it is a disinfectant, it has to sit there for a while in order to kill whatever the previous diner left behind.
There, you've already, your purpose for being here, you've already paid your way.
I paid my way.
Because most people don't know that. And I was thinking, because I've been on four airplanes in the last 2 days, and how filthy the American, they're just filthy.
Yeah.
And they're not doing, they're just joking with you. They're pulling your leg when they tell you, oh,
yeah,
you're
the illusion.
Baloney.
It's the illusion.
Right. But
right,
even if they were cleaning it, nobody knows that you're supposed to leave it on there for 10 minutes. I never heard that before.
Yep, that's the case. Read the fine print on any of your bottles. I don't care what it is. And you're going to see there's a dwell time. There's a contact time that's required. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about, Doug, you asked me about some other cool products. That
yeah,
are
I did.
Rheem is out with a new water heater called the Rheem Gladiator water heater.
And R-H-E-E-M,
yep.
By the way, is how it's spelled. Excuse me.
Now, why this is super unique is because it's the first water heater I've ever seen that actually has leak protection built in. What it does is it has a band called leak sensor on the bottom of it, and if it gets wet, it automatically shuts off the leak guard, which is the flow valve, into it. So basically it shuts off the water supply into the water heater automatically so that your water heater can't leak all over the place.
Wow, that's a good one.
Which is pretty darn cool.
How many of us have had that experience?
I know, right? Yeah, listen, a friend of mine just this week was going to a house they just bought in Florida, and the water was coming out the garage door.
Yep.
So she got a new Rheem Gladiator in minutes. She was the easiest sell ever.
Fabulous. Yeah, exactly. Congratulations.
Now, it's also the winter fire season, so you want to make sure you step up your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. First Alert's out with a new one called the Connected Safety 2-in-1. What's different about this is it's Ring and Z-Wave compatible, so it works with all your smart home devices. And it's also wireless, so if one goes off, they all go off.
Wow.
Which is so important. And then if you're looking for
sounds
space,
so annoying.
Yeah.
If it's a false.
Yeah, equally annoying if it's coming from the cookies that you just baked or dinner
right.
just cooked.
Yeah, right.
And if you're looking for some space, the basement is a core place for that. There is a product that makes the basement conversions a lot easier. It's called DryCore. Now, what this is a subfloor panel. It's a panel that interconnects. It's like a 2-foot by 2-foot roughly square panel. With a air gap base on it. So when you put it down, it creates space between the concrete floor and the finished floor, and it makes it warm and comfortable, and it's an easy way to finish that space off. Now, listen, if you just want a place to do a quick home office or a dance studio or a hangout space, you can just put the dry core panels down. If you're doing a full-out basement reno, you can put your finished floor right on top of that. And, again, it keeps that basement warm and dry because it's a layer between you and the moist, damp concrete.
Very helpful. I think that kind of, see, that's why you're worth your weight in gold, even though you need to go on a diet a little bit. I don't want to get that much gold.
Maybe not, because I'd be really rich.
Yeah. Well, let's see. You're doing
on
all right
with
this thing. Yeah, right, exactly. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, is co-host with Leslie Segretti of the nationally syndicated weekend home improvement program called The Money Pit. And he also has written a book called My Home, My Money Pit, which is your guide to every home improvement adventure you can imagine, has been a professional home inspector for the last, started in 1820, so now he's had a lot of experience with all that good stuff. Check it all out. Get the answers to your questions, this kind of stuff, or all kinds of other things by going to moneypit.com. Merry Christmas, Tommy, to you and
Merry
your
Christmas,
family.
Sir. Merry
good
Christmas,
to have sir. You here, as usual. Yep, and Happy New Year.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.